Good morning. It's April 12th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a strategic move amidst fluctuating economic indicators, the European Central Bank, or ECB, has opted to maintain its current interest rates, signalling a cautious but flexible approach towards monetary policy in the Eurozone. This decision comes at a time when the region is experiencing moderate growth and a stabilisation in inflation levels, hinting at a complex balancing act faced by the ECB in navigating the economic landscape. The ECB is also eyeing a potential interest rate cut in June, potentially getting ahead of the US Federal Reserve in its policy adjustments. This anticipation underscores the nuanced differences in economic conditions between the Eurozone and the United States, as highlighted by ECB President Christine Lagarde. She emphasized the importance of being guided by economic data in decision-making processes, acknowledging that the Eurozone's economic trajectory might not mirror that of the US. While some ECB governors advocated for an immediate rate cut, the majority opted for a more measured approach, preferring to wait for additional economic data before making such a pivotal decision. This reflects a broader consensus within the ECB for a data-driven approach to policy adjustments. Furthermore, Lagarde noted that the ECB might not wait for inflation to reach the 2% target before acting, indicating a proactive stance towards monetary policy that is also responsive to inflation and interest rate movements in the US. The ECB's decision to hold rates steady in April is emblematic of a cautious strategy in the face of uncertain inflation trends. However, it also leaves the door open for future rate adjustments, highlighting the ECB's readiness to adapt its policies in response to evolving economic indicators. The interplay between the Eurozone's monetary policy and that of the United States remains a critical factor to watch, as it could have significant implications for financial markets and international trade. In a recent televised debate that has sparked controversy and conversation across Thuringia, CDU leader Mario Voigt went head-to-head with AfD leader Bjorn Höcker. This event has not only captured the attention of political aficionados, but has also drawn criticism from the left party, primarily due to the noticeable absence of current Minister-President Bodo Ramelow. The stage was set for a discourse that would delve deep into the ideologies that currently shape Thuringia's political landscape. Despite the concerns raised by the left party, the CDU leadership has come out in strong support of Mario Voigt's performance during the debate. They've lauded his approach, emphasizing his calm demeanor and his direct engagement with the far-right narratives presented by his opponent. This commendation from the CDU leadership underscores their firm stance against right-wing extremism, a stance that has been a cornerstone of their political ideology. The debate highlighted significant issues, including an incident where AfD's Bjorn Höcker was accused of using a banned SA slogan, alongside his ongoing legal issues related to charges of incitement. These points have not only stirred the political pot in Thuringia, but have also brought to the forefront the CDU's unwavering rejection of right-wing extremism. As Thuringia gears up for the elections on September 1st, the repercussions of this debate are being closely monitored. The discussions and criticisms surrounding the event are indicative of the broader concerns about the direction of political discourse in the region, especially regarding the handling and opposition of right-wing extremism. The outcome of this debate and its influence on the upcoming elections could very well shape the political climate of Thuringia for years to come. In a significant move amidst ongoing hostilities, Ukraine's parliament has passed a new law aimed at strengthening the country's defense capabilities against Russia. This legislation marks a critical step in Ukraine's response to an escalating conflict that has drawn global attention. The new mobilisation law, receiving overwhelming support with 283 votes, seeks to expand both civilian mobilisation and limited military conscription. This move reflects the urgent need for increased manpower as the conflict continues. Furthermore, the law cancels the demobilisation date for soldiers currently serving on the front lines, signalling a shift towards sustained military engagement. President Zelensky has also signed additional bills into law, focusing on boosting military recruitment and reassessing disabled individuals for potential service. These measures underscore the government's commitment to bolstering its defence forces in the face of adversity. On the battlefield, Ukrainian forces find themselves at a disadvantage, with Russian troops outnumbering and outgunning them. This imbalance has contributed to significant challenges for Ukraine, not just militarily, but also in terms of infrastructure. The conflict has wreaked havoc on Ukraine's energy sector, causing widespread power outages and the destruction of a vital thermal power plant near Kyiv. Amidst these challenges, Ukrainian intelligence services have revealed Russia's substantial investment in internal propaganda efforts. However, international support for Ukraine remains strong, with countries like Sweden announcing significant investments in defence and emergency services. This global backing is crucial as Ukraine navigates through the complexities of the conflict and seeks to safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a move that marks a significant step forward for labour relations in the aviation sector, Lufthansa and the trade union UFO have inked a new collective labour agreement. This deal, impacting nearly 19,000 cabin crew members, brings an end to recent strikes and sets a new precedent in employee compensation amidst economic challenges. The agreement outlines a 17.4% pay increase spread over 3 years, coupled with a one-time payment of €3,000 for each employee to help counteract inflation. This financial boost aims to reflect the growing costs of living and is a direct response to the pressing demands of the workforce for fair compensation. Moreover, this settlement has quelled the unrest at Germany's largest airline, ensuring the resumption of stable operations. The deal not only benefits the cabin crew, but also aligns with similar settlements for ground staff, showcasing a trend toward better wages across the board. The resolution of a separate dispute involving security staff at major German airports further emphasizes the wave of positive change in the sector. While negotiations are still ongoing for staff at Lufthansa's subsidiaries, CityLine and Discover, the current agreement promises tariff peace until the end of 2026. This long-term stability is crucial not only for the airline's operational efficiency, but also for the overall morale and satisfaction of its employees. The extended duration of the agreement signals a shift in the dynamics between trade unions and employers, with a clear message that workers are no longer willing to accept lower wages, even in challenging economic times. In a stark escalation of hostilities, Russia has unleashed a large-scale missile and drone attack across Ukraine, with a particular focus on dismantling the country's energy infrastructure. This aggressive strategy has not only darkened homes, but also raised alarms over the potential for a broader humanitarian and environmental crisis. The Tripilia power plant near Kyiv, a critical source of electricity for the region, now lies in ruins. The plant was hit by multiple missiles, leading to the catastrophic loss of its transformer, turbines, and generators. This attack is part of a wider offensive that saw over 80 missiles and drones launched, nearly a third of which managed to evade Ukraine's air defences. The immediate fallout has been severe, with significant damage reported across Ukraine's energy sector. Beyond the immediate impact on infrastructure, the attacks have wrought havoc on civilian lives. In the southern city of Mykolaiv, there have been reports of casualties and the destruction of homes, vehicles, and industrial facilities. The situation has been further compounded by drone attacks on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, igniting fears of a nuclear accident amidst the conflict. The European Union has voiced its condemnation, demanding a full Russian withdrawal from the site, while the US faces criticism for its hesitance to provide additional aid to Ukraine. Despite the dire circumstances, Ukraine's underground gas storage sites have managed to remain operational, with staff taking necessary precautions to avoid casualties. The resilience displayed by the Ukrainian people and their leaders in the face of such adversity is notable. President Putin, on the other hand, has defended the strikes as a necessary measure in Russia's quest to demilitarize Ukraine. However, the destruction of essential infrastructure like the Tripilia plant poses a looming crisis for Ukraine, especially with winter approaching. The international community's response, or lack thereof, will be crucial in the coming days as Ukraine navigates these challenges. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.